One of the things we commonly do these days is to provide access to lots of documents to our students. The way that we often do that is to stick them on the VLE or learning platform, or to make them available through your blog or website. Traditionally, what happens is that you provide a link to the document, the student clicks on the link and downloads it, and then they're faced with the problem of opening it. Now, it could be a Microsoft Word document, they might have an old version of Word and so can't open a more recent copy. They might be working on a completely different platform. They might be looking at it on a mobile device. So there's inherent problems with providing links to the documents directly. Embed It In is a tool that might just be able to help you with that, because what it allows you to do is to actually embed the document within the web page where you're delivering it, so it can be viewed directly. There's a little widget that sits on the page, and it's a frame within which the document can be read. You can choose what size it is, and there's a zoom tool so that if they need to be able to see a little bit more detail, they can. And if it's a multi-page document, there's a sort of page turner. Or if you're short of space, you might have got a limited space blog, then you can provide a thumbnail. And clicking on that thumbnail will open an overlay over the top of the page. And again, it's a viewer, so the students can see what's going on. So having uploaded your document to embed it in and getting the code to be able to then embed it within your website or blog, you can, prior to doing that, annotate the document. So it might be something that you want the students to discuss. It might be a section of text or a diagram or a photograph, and you want to point out certain features on it. So there is an annotation feature, and those annotations will be retained when you embed the document on your website later on. In addition, you may want to provide certain security elements, so that you might want to allow or not allow your students to be able to print the document out or download it. And you can also choose whether or not it is actually viewable to the public at large, so you can make it private should you need to do so. To start on Embed It In, you don't need to create an account. You can sign in with some of the traditional means like Google, Twitter, Yahoo, and WordPress accounts. So you should be up and running fairly quickly.